Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Robert Barnes is coming up, special guest and more in the next hour, but I love Judge Joe Brown. I've been watching him for decades and had him on the last few years as a guest. But I guess I've been hiding under a rock somewhere. I didn't know he was running for mayor of a major city. That is beautiful. Couldn't think of a better mayor. Judge Joe Brown, tell us about this.
Okay, I'm running for mayor of Memphis, Tennessee in 2023. So the slogan is JJB for mayor of Memphis, Tennessee in 2023. Send Brown downtown.
I love it. Well, what made you decide to do that?
Well, I got recruited. Some people came to me and said, Judge, would you please do something to straighten this place out? Memphis just got found to be the third-ranked city in America for violent crime behind Detroit and St. Louis and then Memphis. And then last month, there was a finding that Memphis was the most corruptly and inefficiently run large city in America. So I can straighten it out. They've got a problem here with power. We've got the Mississippi River running right through the city. We can set some hydroelectric turbines down into the current of the Mississippi and generate essentially free electric power to bring in industry to this area. We can sell that all the way from New Orleans to Louisville to Chicago, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, all points in between. We've got Ford Motor Company building just up the way, a car to build entry-level electric vehicles. We've got Cadillac building upscale electric vehicles just up the way. Beretta is now moved to Tennessee to deal with a lot of armaments, some for the military and some for civilians, and that market's around here, and people ought to be trying to get it channeled through Memphis to be put on barges, taken to New Orleans and floated into barge container ships, taken over to Europe, gotten into European trade through the Mediterranean, going all the way through the Mediterranean, through the Suez Canal, and into Asia where we can build up trade over there. There is trade coming the other way from Europe through barges that are put on these same
transports. I was about to say, Tennessee, after Texas, and Atlanta and Florida are blowing up. It's Florida, Texas, Georgia, and Tennessee are blowing up, but you're saying, well, you got to get rid of the old mismanagement.
Yeah, the old mismanagement. See, what's happening, we have a lot of big fish in a medium pond who would be very small fish in a very big pond. Now, that said, this place is located where I-40, the main transcontinental highway, runs right across the biggest river in the country. And as a matter of fact, that's why FedEx is here, UPS, Bulk.
Sure, so you're at the crossroads, and with good management, you'll be the new Austin.
Yes. Well, not only Austin, this will be the Chicago of the 21st century, not the way Chicago is now, but the way it ought to be. And where you have power, energy, that's where you have manufacturing centers, not necessarily where the raw materials are, but where you have the energy. That's where it's going to be. So this ought to be technically the largest city in the United States, but there is severe ineptitude, cronyism, and downright crookedness and corruption here.
All right, well, I'm always impressed, but I'm even more impressed now with your geopolitical, economic strategies. It's amazing. You're absolutely right. Memphis is primarily positioned to be the new Chicago, as you said, or the new Houston, or the new New York. It's just incredible. How do people get involved in your campaign for mayor of Memphis?
Well, as soon as the current political season is over, we've got an election next week, and we've got 400-some people on the ballot, a whole bunch of judges and other things. And when that's down in the first financial reporting session is over, then we're going to set the
All right, Judge Joe Brown, truly the man of the arena. I am so excited by your vision. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Hey, been my pleasure.
Thank you. That is a smart guy right there. The kind of leaders we need. He's right. Energy's everything. That's why they're cutting our energy off. Well, they can't bitch about hydroelectric. No carbon there. But the left wants that blown up, too.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We're getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body cells of a turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are losing time for
optimism. Fear and doubt is not a good thought process, because this is a time for tremendous hope and joy and optimism and action. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers, and they predicted an overpopulation crisis in the 1960s, mass starvation in the 70s, and an end of oil in the 1990s. These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. In America, we understand what the pessimists refuse to see, that a growing and vibrant market economy focused on the future lifts the human spirit and excites creativity strong enough to overcome any challenge by far.
One of the features of this fourth industrial revolution is that it doesn't change what we are doing, but it changes us.
It doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing, just as an example.
And taken together, these forces are effectively hollowing out the middle class, because we're in the middle of something else going on here. Nothing to do with Donald Trump. We're in the middle of what I call, other people call, the fourth industrial revolution. Is there going to be middle class? Will this revolution actually transform the global economy? And secondly, if it does, will it be for the better or for worse?
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting this hour. In extraordinary news, typically when you file a bankruptcy petition, by federal law, that issues an automatic stay that prevents a state court from proceeding in such a case against the party that has brought the bankruptcy filing. And if there's other parties connected to it, those other parties, that case is stayed as well, rather than to have to try the case twice. But the judge in Connecticut has shown no respect for the rule of law so far, so unsurprisingly, but to anybody that had doubts out there about my statements that neither the judge in Travis County, Texas, nor in Connecticut presiding over the Sandy Hook-related cases has had any respect or regard for the rule of law and will violate the rule of law routinely and regularly, misuse and abuse their power routinely and regularly, and have throughout the Alex Jones cases, look no further than the Connecticut judge's reaction to the bankruptcy petition filed by Free Speech Systems. Free Speech Systems is the main corporate defendant in the Sandy Hook, Connecticut case. And rather than follow federal law that orders that that judge actually stay the case related to Free Speech Systems, it appears she's going to go forward with the trial anyway. Which, if it is applied to Free Speech Systems, that would be a state judge in flagrant violation of federal law, in contempt of the bankruptcy court petition. But will the federal U.S. and bank trustees, bankruptcy trustees, do anything about it? Will they actually enforce federal bankruptcy law, or can a state court make a mockery out of bankruptcy court, too, just because the case involves Alex Jones and the Biden administration controls the current Justice Department? We will soon find out just how crazy this case can continue to be. Already violated First Amendment rights to freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of association, denied the constitutional requirement of colloquium before a suit is filed, denied the right to speak out about Second Amendment rights, denied Fourth Amendment rights to privacy, denied Fifth Amendment rights to due process, denied Sixth Amendment rights to confront witnesses, denied Seventh Amendment rights to of trial by jury, denied the state constitutional analog provisions that enforce those same rights in both Texas and in Connecticut, and many of those federal constitutional rights are enforceable against the states through the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, including in particular the First Amendment rights. So it should not be a surprise, unfortunately, that the state courts continue to abuse their power and continue to show no respect for the rule of law. And it's going to require other public officials, whether it's the Texas Supreme Court, whether it's the United States Supreme Court, whether it's congressmen and senators, whether it's members of the Texas legislature, the governor, the attorney general, it's going to require many of those people to step up at some point, because otherwise this will become the pattern. In fact, the New York Times writer who's been lying about the Sandy Hook case so much that she even wrote a book that included a lot of her false representations about the cases, was lying again on Twitter today, falsely claiming that, or by implication, she didn't lie overtly, she just retweeted someone else, retweeting someone else, repeating a lie. The lie was, the original lie was that the parents had all asked for Alex Jones to issue corrections and retractions and apologies many, many years ago, and he just never did. Flat out lie. Complete lie. Never happened. What happened was only on the eve of trial. The only communication that has been cited in the court case is one that predated any of the claims that are actually in the court case and didn't come from the plaintiff in the existing court case that's being tried in Texas, nor from the Connecticut plaintiffs. In fact, they never filed timely correction requests, retraction requests, or apologies. They were so traumatized they couldn't write a letter or an email. Or is it more likely that they never heard it in the first place, or that they knew Alex Jones was not the principal person questioning Sandy Hook in the first place, or that other factors were the real cause of any injury that they suffered, namely the people who didn't protect the school, the people who actually, the man who actually took the life of their child, and the politicians who covered up the real culpability for the crime afterwards, and that school safety was not adequately protected. But all of that, instead you had Major Sebastian Murdoch at the Huffington Post, the New York Times reporter, both retweeting someone lying about the case, lying about the evidence, lying about Alex Jones, implying that lie was true, knowing the lie was false. That's the nature of it. That's why you have judges completely out of control. The media who have covered the case have not applied any meaningful scrutiny to these judges going completely off the reservation. And as long as that's the case, they're going to continue to go completely off the reservation. As it appears, the Connecticut court is doing today in Connecticut, ignoring federal law, ignoring a court-ordered stay. That's the process of a bankruptcy court. You file your bankruptcy petition, an automatic stay is issued as a matter of federal law that's considered a court order. Violation. People have gone to prison for what it appears the Connecticut judge is doing today. Now, don't expect the bankruptcy court to meaningfully apply the same rules to everybody equally, because that's the whole point of the Alex Jones case. If there's an exception to the First Amendment, an exception to the Second Amendment, an exception to the Fourth Amendment, an exception to the Fifth Amendment, an exception to the Sixth Amendment, an exception to the Seventh Amendment, an exception to Texas law, an exception to Connecticut law, an exception to federal law, that exception is called the Alex Jones or we just don't like you exception. And that's the problem and the risk that we face as we move forward. Well, later on in the show, we're going to be talking with Richard Barris of People's Pundit Daily. You can find him at peoplespundit.locals.com. We're going to be previewing all of the big elections coming up tomorrow, including, according to Predict It, the big political gamblers, the big media folks, Kansas is going to turn down an abortion constitutional amendment because they just love abortion in Kansas, according to the media and betting experts. Well, I'm the most successful political bettor in the history of the United States of America, according to the Independent Press. By that standard, we'll get into whether or not that's really a good bet, or should you bet against them if you happen to be a wagering man. We'll be talking about the Arizona gubernatorial and senatorial primary elections, where there's even odds on what the margin of victory will be. They will be talking about the Michigan gubernatorial primary elections. We'll be talking about whether a certain wayward congressman, fake Republican, a rhino, true rhino, can survive his challenge from his Trumpist challenger, that where he may be getting aid from some institutional actors in the Republican establishment, or whether, in fact, he will go down to ignominious defeat. We'll talk about the Washington primaries and whether or not Joe Kent will be one of the two finalists, and who might the second person be? Will it be a Democrat or his Republican incumbent opponent? We'll be talking about that and more when we come back. We'll be breaking down each of the elections. Remember, everybody, during this extraordinary time where InfoWars is under an unparalleled and unprecedented attack, continue to hold the line because you are the front of the line that prevents this lawfare against InfoWars from shutting InfoWars down. You remain the key. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today, buy the Mineral Fusion, anything you want. And when we come back, Richard Baer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit? Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Show. This is Robert Barnes guest hosting. We'll be talking about all the elections today. Later up, we'll be talking about Arizona. We'll be talking about Michigan. We're one of the last people who voted to send Donald J. Trump packing, win his re-election for his Republican primary, or get wiped out as he probably deserves to be. We'll be talking about Missouri Senate bid. We'll be talking about Washington's congressional bid, where another anti-Trump congresswoman is up for re-election. But first, let's talk about Kansas. We're going to be talking with Richard Barris, America's most successful pollster and most accurate pollster, going on more than a decade, ever since 2014. Been calling elections over and over and over and over again. And if you follow him, as I did originally, in order to help me make some money and some political bets, you'll have had a very profitable investment with Richard's inside information and insights from his public opinion polling data and his proprietary understanding of polling and public opinion. Indeed, you can find out more at peoplespundit.locals.com. That's where it's a one-stop shop for all of Richard's information and data. All the interviews he does with Steve Bannon and the War Room and others, you can find links to all of that, plus inside information that he doesn't disclose publicly that's only available there, and a wide range of other interesting content information, again, at peoplespundit.locals.com. Well, Richard, first up, we have the Kansas abortion bill. So there's a constitutional amendment in Kansas that's on the ballot with the primary election, which is a little bit different. And it's basically a pro-life amendment, though it doesn't actually ban abortion. It simply says there's no right to abortion in the Kansas Constitution, and the Kansas legislature is hereby given authority to regulate abortion accordingly, including carving out exceptions for the life of the mother, for cases of rape and incest, of coerced abortions, and so forth. Now, the media are telling us, and the predicted betting markets are saying, this is going to go down, that Kansas is really a pro-choice state, that Kansas would never reverse a right to an abortion in their Kansas Constitution. Indeed, it predicted, before I put out a bet to bet the other way, it was trading at over 60% that this would go down to defeat. What's your instinct, having polled Kansas before, knowing the national electorate dynamic? Do you think that this pro-life amendment, which is really just a right for the state legislature to govern abortion amendment, do you think it passes in Kansas, or is the media and the political gamblers right that it's going to go down to defeat?
You know, Robert, thanks for having me, number one. But Kansas, you know the history of it. It's a funny state. We look at it, we think it's a ruby red state. It does have progressive undertones in history. That being said, I can tell you that, yes, does believe it's ahead, and that is the consensus in the internal polling world, if you want to call it that. Now, when people are on the ground, they kind of feel like it's roughly even, but the polling that people are really holding tight to the vest does show that this is going to pass. Just so people know, the biggest donors for no is the ACLU, that's number one, and then the second biggest spenders, unsurprisingly, is Planned Parenthood. And on the yes side of that, you have this really historically it's like a historical first, this coalition of the Archdiocese, Catholic Church, and the Protestant activist churches that have been vandalized and abused. The media has not covered this very well at all, Robert. these churches have been suffering since this ruling. It was just graffiti just taken off of one yesterday after weeks. Basically my body, my choice, spray painted on the side of beautifully manicured churches, well-kept areas. So they've been under assault. And, I think that's going to – when we see this kind of public pressure on people, a lot of times what happens in a state like this, those people go to the ballot box and they'll vote the other way just because they don't like the tricks they've seen the one side pull. And no has been abusive. You know, it's more than just a campaign, Robert. They're a pressure campaign. They're a social desirability bias campaign. They want you to be scared. It's not a matter of just agree with me. So I actually think yes is slightly favored. I do.
Absolutely. I mean, I think for those out there, this is the Kansas legislation that would amend the Constitution. A yes vote would be to say the state legislature does have the right to regulate abortion, that there is no constitutional right under Kansas law to an abortion, and that that can include carving out exceptions for rape, incest, the life of the mother. As we discussed last week with Richard, if you look at the national consensus on this, that's where most people believe. And Kansas generally has been a little bit more of a pro-life state than the average state. And when I looked at the question and realized that's what voters are going to read and read the description read that voters are going to read when they go in to vote, my conclusion is that not only will it pass, but it will pass by a more comfortable margin than the gamblers think. Right now they think that it won't pass. They think even if it were to pass, the odds are it would be barely to pass. I put out a bet this past earlier today saying I think it will actually win by more than a four-point margin, as people will be shocked that the turnout is not some huge pro-choice turnout, especially when you dig into the data. And this was a follow-up question, Richard. You dig into the data, and the primary people supporting this are the people you're talking about. The people supporting no are the people who don't want who want there to be a constitutional right to an abortion in Kansas, don't want this amendment. They're overwhelmingly young and virtue signaling types. And historically, can you explain to people what the turnout tends to be of young Democratic millennial voters who love to follow Instagram in a primary?
And they know this. What I'm about to say is true. They know this because the mailers they're sending, the postcards that No is sending to rural areas in the state, are targeting older voters, which they know will show up on primary day, the young males who want a right to an abortion because they don't want to have to take care of the babies that they bring into the world by being irresponsible. They're not the ones who are going to show up tomorrow, Robert. That's not historically how this goes. These will be older people. And if you look at the content of their advertisements, No is really relying on dishonesty. What this amendment does, you really just said it, and your lawyer, you'll say it better than me. The bottom line is this is simply to reverse what the Supreme Court said, which was like a mini statewide Roe v. Wade. That's all this does. It does not ban abortion or outlaw abortion in all cases, which is what No wants voters to think. Millions have been spent, to trick people in what this does, to play with the language. But I think ultimately you have an older electorate, a more conservative electorate, a more pro-life electorate, and even those who may be a little bit confused, they're going to go in there, and anyone who looks at the language that is on the ballot for people will see that it's actually pretty clear. And I think ultimately people are going to be shocked. I would point out in North Carolina how many people believed and betted on the fact that North Carolina would, in fact, pass a gay marriage resolution. I mean, PPP and other polls had that resolution passing comfortably. It went down 2-1. 2-1. Some of these social issues, people get in the ballot box and they do what they want to do. And that's it.
Oh, absolutely. I remember in California where they thought gay marriage would be very popular on the ballot, and it was surprise, surprise. And we'll get into exactly that and more topics after the break of the who's going to win in Arizona, what is the margin going to be in Arizona, how much will Trump's endorsement carry people over the final finishing line both there, Arizona and Michigan. Will the Trump haters in Washington and Michigan finally go down to defeat? But remember, everybody, you are the one holding the line. That's the front of the line to keep InfoWars alive. Right now, there's a special on vitamin mineral fusion. I was looking at the ingredients. They got a little bit of everything in here. A, B, C, D. They got pretty much the whole alphabet. So you can get that now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And we'll be back with Richard predicting tomorrow's election.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. world government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. I was doing a little forensic handwriting analysis on Alex's writing here, and the main thing he gives away is that he's idealistic and normal. That's pretty much it. There's not like your judge's handwriting and signatures, where you end up finding some very peculiar traits and tendencies, but that'll be for another day. So we're talking with Richard Barris of People's Pundit. You can find him at People's Pundit Daily. You can find him at peoplespundit.locals.com. You can find him at People's Pundit on YouTube, Rumble, and Twitter. Locals is the place to go. That's where you can get all of it, plus inside information at peoplespundit.locals.com. The most successful pollster in America, consistently going on the better part of a decade ever since he started doing it. Now, we'll be talking a little bit later about whether or not Trump can finally get his revenge against a couple of congressional candidates in Washington and Michigan. But up first, the Senate races and gubernatorial races in Arizona and then in Missouri. In Arizona, there's this talk, I think there was a poll out yesterday, that Lake's going to lose. Well, Lake's going to lose in Arizona, according to a late-released poll. You did your own detailed polling of Arizona. What do you think's going to happen in Arizona tomorrow in the gubernatorial primary?
You know, Robert, I know that poll, I know that pollster, and sometimes I think we just may get things wrong. There has been a slew of polling in Arizona. When we came out now going on almost 2 weeks ago and released our first one, we had Lake up by 14, and I argued that that was the start of a surge. Masters was up by 11. By the time we were done tracking undecideds, all right, the bottom line is, too, I think the difference here is, before I get into what that said, I think the bottom line here, Robert, really is that different polls have different modes of collection and they have different models on who's going to show up. You know, we had seniors, a good chunk of the electorate. The fact is, though, Karen Taylor Robeson was not doing well enough with them to overcome Lake's dominance among every other age group. Lake was ahead in Maricopa. We almost were identical to Ohio Predictive Insights as well, especially in the final day or two of interviews. That race was just not close. I understand if you want. First of all, I don't know why that poll took Salmon off the ballot. It's not your job as a pollster to tell people what the ballot's going to look like. Your job's to mirror the ballot. So if somebody withdrew, if one or more candidates withdrew, but they still appear on the ballot, then a pollster should keep them on the poll. I mean, you're supposed to be mimicking it, reality as much as you can to get the most accurate response. But it really wouldn't matter, Robert, because by the end of tracking, Matt Salmon was down to like 2%. The bottom line is Carrie Lake's lead was dominant. It was dominant. And I think when you are only IVRing, maybe, I don't know, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But I think when you're only using IVR, interactive voice response to landlines, because it's illegal to use IVR to contact anybody else, then you're only going to get a certain older, more moderate sector of the electorate. And I think that may be what happened there, because we did see more older voters. It was closer. Arizona's not that state. It's not Kansas, what we were talking about last time. And if you don't think 10% or more, slightly more, will be first-time Trump primary voters, then I think that's a gamble you shouldn't be making.
Exactly. I think what we're going to see tomorrow is a lot of first-time Trump primary voters making a difference in a wide range of elections across the political landscape and across the country. What do you think the odds are for Blake Masters in the Senate race, the Trump endorsee, Blake Masters against the Attorney General and the other very wealthy self-funded candidate? What do you think is going to happen there?
You know, I think it's a blowout. I think Blake Masters is headed for a comfortable victory. And when by the time we were done tracking that race as well, it started out with Jim Lamont and Mark Brnovich really fighting for second place. But as the week went on, Brnovich collapsed to about 11%. The overall results for the CD Media Big Data poll I would argue they overstate his support a little bit, whereas Jim Lamont went to about 22, hung out at 22, and just couldn't catch Blake Masters as he went into the mid and high 30s. So I think, again, it's a fractured field. It's going to be an early call in this. I really do think we're going to see some early calls in the state of Arizona.
And I think both Lake and Masters are very strong candidates for the general. I would favor both of them. And full disclosure, I know both of them and friends with both of them. But there's a reason for that. It's because they're the populist inclined candidates in the state of Arizona, but also because I think they are very good candidates for the general election. I think both should be favorites to win the governorship in the Senate race, including the upset of Mark Kelly. What do you think?
Lake is going to crush Hobbs. I mean, I understand what the other polling is showing, but this is why we were one of only two polls in the state of Arizona to accurately identify number one. It was close. Biden was not running away with a 6-8 point win, and Mark Kelly was not going to beat McSally by 10 points. It was ridiculous. But we were one of only two that saw that McSally would trail Donald Trump, would run behind Donald Trump by about 3 points. And we were right. And the reason is because Donald Trump brings out this You know, Charlie Kirk called him the Joe Rogan voter when I was on his show trying to explain the demographic. You know it. It's an independent, moderate to conservative man, working class. They're not going to come out and vote for any old politician. If they do, they may even split their votes more between Kelly and a McSally. Both Kari Lake and Blake Masters are not equivocators. They are going to bring those voters out, and they're going to win them in big margins. Look, even though we had Masters down by a few points to Mark Kelly was only at 44%, and among those who were undecided, 70% disapproved of the job Joe Biden was doing. So, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, Robert, you know how the historical indicators work. If they disapprove of the president and the president's party, they're not voting for the president's incumbent congressman or senator. They're both going down. And I think Kari Lake, honestly, it's a complete opposite of what the consultants are saying in D.C. She is the strongest. Again, because Karen Taylor Robeson would never bring those men out. This is the thing what people really need to understand about tomorrow. The GOP establishment wants you to pick the candidates who cannot win unless they are low turnout elections. They jump up and down that their candidate may be ahead with 4 out of 4 primary voters. Kari Lake and Blake Masters are winning groups, and you go look at the crosstabs and see it. They are winning demographic groups that are the future not only of the state of Arizona, but the demographics that are the future of this country, electorally and battlegrounds across the nation. So if the GOP is dying, which one is the better electoral bet moving forward? Because they're not going to appeal to those 30 to 45s and those 45s to 64s. That's not going to happen. It hasn't been. It didn't with Mitt Romney. It's why he missed 3.5 million white voters that he needed in the Rust Belt. Those were working class people. And, you know, Arizona is a perfect example. Because this is the way the demographics are trending now in Arizona. That's why the polls have been so bad, because when they do tend to move in this direction and those blocks get bigger as a voting percentage of the voting electorate, those are the biggest sampling error subgroups. So they make for it's all the ingredients for a big polling miss. So I think that's what we're seeing there. But, you know, as far as that governor's race, you know it and I know it. It makes no sense that Blake Masters would have an 18-point lead and Kari Lake be down by 1, Robert. Sometimes, as a pollster, you should withhold what you probably know is bad data.
Oh, exactly.
There's no way to reconcile Ohio Predictive at 18, at me at 14, Data Orbital at 11, right? Alloy at 11, and them at Robeson plus 1. There's just, you can't reconcile that. That's something seriously wrong.
Absolutely. I mean, my bet on the Kansas vote is to vote for Kansas abortion law to pass, the yes to pass by 4 points or more. In Arizona, I put out the bet on Blake Masters many months ago. That you can safely bet on again if you want to make a little extra cash tomorrow. I think Kari Lake is also a very safe bet for tomorrow. And I think the margin for Kari Lake will be double digits. It will not be close like the last set of polls have suggested. In the same vein, I think both of them, if you want to bet on it now, will be the next senator and governor of Arizona. Kari Lake will be the next governor and will be a good populist governor who's been willing to challenge and contest what took place in Arizona in the 2020 election.
Without a doubt.
And the same with Blake Masters, also willing to contest what's happening on immigration, also as well as the elections, and has been populist on trade and China, one of the few people willing to speak out about the rush to war in Ukraine. When we come back, we'll be discussing the Missouri Senate race and the two big congressional races that will determine whether Trump finally gets a little bit of revenge. Up next with Richard Barris after the break.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Vaughn, guest hosting with Richard Barrett of the People's Pundit. You can find him at the People's Pundit Daily, peoplespundit.locals.com, where you can get inside information all the time, and you can get the aggregation of all of the other sites and places he appears, the Don Smith Show, Steve Bannon, the War Room, on Rumble and YouTube. People's Pundit has regular live broadcast. In fact, this is our special edition version of What Are the Odds here for Alex Jones in InfoWars today. So let's shift to, we're going to get to the two big congressional races where Trump is basically has revenge on the ticket. But before we get there, let's go to the other two big statewide races. First, the Michigan gubernatorial bid, where Trump decided to weigh in at the last minute, and it appears he gave a critical boost to the Republican primary candidate now, who is a strong favorite. Will she prevail tomorrow in the Michigan Republican gubernatorial primary?
I think a blowout is coming in the Michigan primary on the Republican side. Tudor Dixon gained 21 points, roughly about 21 points over a 48-hour period after Donald Trump endorsed her. So she was looking like she was going to cruise, you know, not comfortable, but or I would say not a blowout, but maybe a comfortable win, even though there were a lot of undecideds. But once Donald Trump issued that endorsement, I wouldn't be shocked if we saw something like a Darren Bailey or a Doug Mastriano kind of blowout. Look, people have to understand, I tweeted this before the other day, don't be surprised if Carrie Lake, Tudor Dixon, some of these candidates and Blake Masters wins by these ridiculous margins, because it's hard for pollsters to catch, especially when he does what he did for Tudor, for instance. It's hard to catch that last minute surge, Robert, for a pollster. You know, you start to see it, you know what direction it's headed, but maybe you don't know where the ceiling is for that candidate. I've seen Donald Trump net swing a race 20 points in 24 hours. I mean, it really depends on what the candidate does with that endorsement. So, some of the indications, obviously, in her polling and other public polling, you know, she's certainly, soaring after that endorsement. I don't think that's much of a race at this point anymore. I don't.
Agreed. In the Missouri Senate race, I'd advise people that if they had stock in Greitens to go ahead and dump that stock while it's still trading at some value, because it looks like the late media onslaught against Greitens connected to the Karl Rove folks in D.C. has worked. Now, in part, that might be because Eric Schmidt has run a mostly good campaign. I wasn't a big fan of his Ukraine war jumping early on, but he's mostly stayed quiet on that front of late. But he's done a lot of great lawsuits as attorney general, including going after big tech, going after the Biden administration, related to issues of immigration, related to issues of the vaccine mandates. So he's done a lot of great work for the most part as attorney general. But I do think Greitens has been the victim of an unfair smear campaign, but it looks like it's going to work. What's your take?
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable. You know, they did this to Sean Parnell. We have seen this, like, Jeff Rowe from Remington Research, Axiom Strategies, partnership with Karl Rove in several of these races. They tried to slander J.D. Vance. They tried to put out garbage polling to hurt J.D. Vance. They interjected themselves in Pennsylvania as well. I mean, he had a meltdown on live camera. McCormick's going to win. He's going to win. When the votes were basically done in Enron. So I do, I'm uncomfortable the kind of attack that, you know, they waged on Eric Greitens, although it does look like it's had an impact without a doubt. That said, Trump announced he will endorse, and it really does matter what the candidate does with that endorsement, whether or not they could capitalize on it. I do think that Greitens could pull it off with a Trump endorsement. If you look at predict it right now, they have Schmidt in second, the second safest bet for that endorsement, and Billy Long, far down the list. I'll tell you right now, folks, because of what the Schmidt's pollster did, which is, again, Jeff Rupp, that's the same crowd. What these insiders did, these establishment consultants did to Schmidt, if I was Schmidt, I would fire them immediately, because now he has to bite his nails wondering whether or not a Greitens endorsement is going to boost Greitens just a little bit at the last minute. But I would say Billy Long should be trading higher for that endorsement than Schmidt, because the president is pissed. I mean, there's no other word. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, this is an outfit. Jeff Rowe polled the 2020 general in the state of Missouri, and they were contributing to the Biden's going to win every battleground state narrative, because they had Trump only leading by about 4 points in the state of Missouri. Obviously, he went on to win it 57-41. It was not close. So they put out a poll the other day which basically showed that Trump is a hindrance. On, you know, his endorsement is a hindrance in the state of Missouri. And that really, you do that thing, that kind of thing to President Trump, and they should have just shut up, Robert, and hung back. Well, they should have just shut up. Schmidt was cruising. What are you doing?
It's what his people have been like. I mean, for all of Schmidt's strengths, he has had these occasional Achilles heel moments that suggest an establishmentarian bias, an anti-Trump bias, a pro-war bias.
Yes.
And each of those times he's made the misstep, he's gone from surging to collapsing. And the only question is whether that happens again. And the now I think, I mean, Greitens has been more consistently seeking the Trump endorsement by endorsing more Trump positions on the most controversial issues. So he's advantaged himself, and maybe Schmidt got inside information that they're about to get hit. But it shows you cannot, all these candidates who continue to hire Washington insiders to run their campaigns are asking for trouble and disaster. And they all need to be running populist campaigns, using people from outside of Washington to help give them advice on what public opinion really is, on what is an effective advertising approach, and what is an effective public relations approach, because it's clear some of them still have. I mean, the people who got whooped by J.D. Vance in Ohio kind of should have figured that out, but the people that have come after them continue to repeat the same mistakes. Now, speaking the same vein, what's going to happen in Michigan 3? What's going to happen in Washington? Will Trump get revenge on the people who wanted to vote for his impeachment in these Republican elections coming up?
I did actually poll for Gibbs, which he did release. It was about a month ago, though. There were quite a few undecideds, but it was headed in the wrong direction for Peter Meyer. And it was kind of funny, Robert, because as I'm polling, it was over the holiday weekend where we started to track that race a little bit for Mr. Gibbs. And it looked like, you know, maybe an 8-point lead for Gibbs, right? And it just kept ticking up a little bit, little bit. And then Peter cast that gun vote. And there were two things that were really, really jumped out at me. One, the gun vote, when you have hunting season starting in Michigan, really angered people that were even willing to kind of, for the sake of his name, for people who don't know, the Meyer family's got a, you know, department store, very high name recognition brand in West Michigan. So, there are some people who are willing to still kind of stick with him and maybe give him the benefit of the doubt. But the votes that he has cast, especially that last gun vote, really hurt him bad. That blew it to about a 13 to 18 point lead. And it really does depend on turnout. Even with those numbers, with him trailing Gibbs that much, only 50% of the electorate, about 48, told us that they knew Trump had endorsed John Gibbs. And when we asked them, now that you know that Gibbs is the endorsed candidate, who would you vote for now? Gibbs has the potential to beat Peter Meyer by the largest margin of any Trump impeaching incumbent yet. So he can embarrass him more than South Carolina 7, which was a blowout. You only have, it's a binary choice in Michigan 3, unlike South Carolina 7, where you had Frye, but you also had other, you know, relatively MAGA candidates on the ballot vying for it. Gibbs could crush him tomorrow. It's people get out and vote and make it happen. That will happen. And I will say this, you know, again, it does seem like MAGA candidates work a lot harder. Robert, I gotta say that they work harder than these other people do. They're out there on the ground with people, and that's what matters. That's what wins elections. It really is. People are feeling like they're not being listened to. So that helps. And Joe Kent, a little bit different of a race. I mean, Joe Kent probably still has a lead, but they have spent millions now. I think we're up to like $3.5 million in the final 10 days to try to trick voters in Washington 3 that another candidate in the race is endorsed by Trump. They're sending out mailers, they're doing ads, basically lying about who is endorsed by Donald Trump. Joe Kent is obviously endorsed. It has had some impact. So I can say that from polling I've seen. But Joe Kent did still have a lead. It's just that it tightened up and you had Herrera Butler, you know, kind of creeping up on him a little bit, but it may end up two Republicans.
Yeah, that's what. Do you think Herrera Butler makes it into the runoff?
At this point, from the polling we just looked at, we just saw, it looks like it's going to be Joe Kent and Butler, unless Joe Kent can effectively, you know, counter that misinformation. And if he does, then 10% falls off another candidate and goes back to Joe, which puts Butler in danger of slipping in the third behind a Democrat. And also, too, just say this about Missouri real quick. There is other, internal polling that it hasn't been public, but it does show that it's essentially a pretty close three-way race.
Right,
I think it was
clear
Schmidt was a favorite.
I hope Trump gets his revenge. You can follow Richard at peoplespundit.locals.com. Thanks, everybody, for joining.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consumed consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.